It's interesting, John. This clinical trial, as Chuck is alluding to, actually puts a patient in a challenging, and the doctor in a challenging situation, in that basically it's the computer flip of a coin, chemo or not. Pretty big difference. What happens when you sit down and talk to a patient about that kind of randomization?
Well, I think that it's a bit of a humbling experience for an oncologist to have to actually take a step back and realize that for any of these clinical trials, and especially dramatic ones like the TAILOR-X, where, these big life-altering decisions, chemotherapy or not, the first thing you have to do is admit to the woman in front of you that you really don't know whether they need chemotherapy or not, and that it's an open research question. And after that point, usually the discussions go very well. You explain, if you were to take chemotherapy, I'd recommend this particular flavor. This is how it's given. This is what the side effects are going to be. If, in fact, you're not going to go with chemotherapy, then we just use hormonal therapy, and this is how it would go, and these would be the side effects. And then you say, well, this is up to you. I mean, it's an open question. I'm willing to treat you either way, or else I wouldn't have considered this trial for you. If you want to be part of the trial, it may not directly help you, but it's going to help us in a few years' time know what to do with the next person that comes in the door. We'll be able to give them an informed choice.